Reckless Ray. Power Hour.
Breaking news.
Say what? What up, my homies? You got the Reckless on the roll here. Playing it straight. Pimp hand strong. Bringing it at you, Negro style on the Power Hour. We'll be talking my boy MLK, Malcolm X, and George Washington Carver. Man invented the damn peanut. Wakanda forever.
Holy shit, Ray. This is bad. This is bad. Really bad. Even for you.
Shit. Pay no mind to the white devil, my African-American friends. It's your month and we are nothing if supporters of our black friends. Light skin, dark skin, our mixed mulattoes out there. We are all welcome under the big GOP tent. Shit. They ain't doing that same thing for the Hispanics. Shipping their ass off to the Biden compound. Ain't seen no brothers being shipped up there. You want to know why? Got a tan in my hand, a gleam in my eye.
For God's sake, Ray, what are you doing? This is not going to go over well.
Chill down, my dog. Shit. Blaze it up. Blaze that shit up. Know what I'm saying?
I think I can safely say no one knows what you're saying. How offensive can you be, Ray? Seriously, I can't be associated with this. My brand image cannot be associated with this. You are blatantly pandering for the affection of a culture that you know nothing about. It's almost as pathetic as when Augie was briefly dating that young co-ed a couple years ago, and the only adjectives that he used for like 2 weeks straight were hella and legit. You remember that?
I thought we were talking about Ray here.
We are. I was just using you to make a point about how embarrassing and desperate Ray is acting.
I said shush it, white devil. This is not acting. Representing my peeps out there. Giving them the props they deserve. You feeling me on this, Augie? How you living?
I'm feeling this is excessive. Even for you, Ray.
Shit.
And might go as far as to say slightly racist.
Did you just say slightly racist? Try extremely racist. Absolutely appalling.
Though I do give him props on what seems to be a very authentic African wardrobe. I'm not sure where he even found it.
Little Somalia, my friend. Thank you. Bright colors and gaudy jewelry. This shit was tailor-made for me. But that's beside the point. It's Black History Month, and I felt it my personal duty to show respect for my brothers in black and our many, many struggles along the way.
Ray, we've gone over this numerous times. There is no our struggles. You spent most of your childhood in Greenwich, Connecticut, and regardless of how many YouTube Snoop Dogg videos you watch, you are white.
Maybe physically, Augie. Maybe on the outside. But in my soul, I grew up on the mean streets of Compton. And that's why we're going to take a little time to honor one of my heroes today. The doctor himself, Dre. Shit.
Really? You, the personification of white privilege, is going to talk about Dr. Dre? How embarrassing is it that all you know about black culture and what it means to be...
No, not today, my white friend.
Stop calling me white. You're white, Ray.
1992's The Chronic changed me. Touched my soul, Augie. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's like Dre was peering into my heart and mind.
Yeah, because, you know, white, upper class, from Greenwich.
Why you gotta hate on a player? You don't know a damn thing about me. Shit. Smoke a pound of bud every day. Got a big screen TV. That's the American dream, brother. Sister. Yo, man. Give me some of that old gangsta ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So shit I could just kick back. Smoke a fat ass joint to. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Okay. So our listeners are aware, Ray is now just reading the lyrics from the track called High Powered by Dr. Dre. And if he keeps reading a few more lines, we're all going to be kicked off the air.
Someone turn his mic off. Just turn it off. Seriously, Ray, quit reading those lyrics. You're going to get us all kicked off the air again.
Shit. Blaze that shit up.
Stop saying this. Blaze that shit up. That's it. You're done. Why do we have to go through this every February, Ray? You cannot just pretend you're black or part of the black culture to garner ratings or votes.
And why would this ever have a positive impact on our ratings or votes? And how sad is it that this is your portrayal of the black community? Just rap stars. And from 1992, nonetheless.
To be fair, Dre did just play a Super Bowl.
You are surely going to hell for how much devil's advocate you play.
Super Bowl? That's so last year. How about last week when the good Dre received the Global Impact Award at the Grammys? Yeah, that's right. Where were you two on Sunday night? Whining on our group text about how Green Day and Miley Cyrus weren't on the Grammys. Where was Ray, you ask? 2 feet from my television, busting a move reciting every word to Questlove's 50 Years of Hip-Hop tribute. And I know she has her detractors, but don't damn tell me that Missy Misdemeanor Elliott still does not have it going on. Sister is like money!
Okay, one, you leave Miley out of this. Two, the point is, we finally have something like Black History Month to commemorate a culture, and this is what you do with it. It's just disappointing, I guess. Eventually, it's just disappointing.
Okay, you know what? I've sat here and listened to Kelly bemoan my views of the African Americans long enough. Time to put up or shut up. That's right, sister. I'm looking at you. On the spot, no script. Let's hear what Black History Month means to you, Kelly. Augie, remove her pads or whatever contraptions she can use to channel AOC's Twitter. Maybe play my bongos for a little dramatic effect.
Sounds to me like another avoidable mistake we're walking into here.
No, I'm sick of it. She gets up on her damn high horse every week about me grandstanding. So let's hear it, Kelly. I want to hear you on the spot. Why don't you tell us what Black History Month means to you? No pointless crusades, no woke outrage of the week off the libs' latest PC war, just you and what you think. In fact, I'll even help you out here. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you know about Martin Luther King? Anything. Who was he? What did he represent?
I would love to, Ray.
Oh, is this gonna be good? I'll even set you up with some music, Augie! Don't be afraid to add a little bongos to this.
Again, on record. Not a great idea.
Shut up, Augie.
Just shut your mouth. Black History Month. What it means to me. Easy. Outrage.
And there it is. Wonderful. Right on cue.
No, I said no outrage. I said actual facts.
Fine. I can do facts. What? You don't think I can do facts? Believe me. I can do facts. Watch. Martin Luther King was a revolutionary and a fearless leader of the African-American people. Fact.
What decade did he preach in? What city did he march on?
Pardon?
You heard me.
That's easy. It was the 60s? 60s, and it was in the South. Is it warm in here?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Because you don't know. Because you want to bitch and complain about me and the GOP, but you do the same exact damn thing for your own purposes. You and I are part of the same hypocrisy, my friend. You don't know anything other than what you parrot back from the lamestream media and the woke mob, riling up people about school curriculums and so-called social injustices.
Of all the shitty things you've said to me, Ray, I am nothing like you. You take that back.
Please. Even now you want to start yelling about the movies that are on Hulu right now as we speak, featured for Black History Month. Go on, I know you want to. Come on, let's hear it.
I am nothing like you, Ray. But oh my god, honestly, why is Hulu running Wu-Tang in American Saga? Are you f***ing kidding me? This is what they put out? An empire, really? That's a defining show for black people? This is what's wrong with today's society.
And we're off to the races.
Okay, that's it. I think that everybody's had enough of this conversation. As usual, both of you are delusional and really have no idea or respect for what this month is supposed to be about. Ray thinks it's about pandering to African-American stereotypes, and Kelly's idea of showing respect is complaining about some social crusade that her and her fringe group of lefties care about. Or at least pretend to care about.
Oh, big shocker. Sanctimonious Augie. Holier than thou. Why don't you go ahead and tell us how you personally connect with the African-American community?
Well, I'd say that I can't because I'm a white person with a middle-class background. But I think I can still show respect for other people's race and heritage by not pretending to understand it. What I can do is listen and try to understand and be open to their perspective.
Okay, clearly Augie's been brainwashed by the night courses he's been taking at the rec center, so we're going to put a fork in this one before we start hearing reruns of Moderation Nation, Episode 2, A Biracial Paradise.
Hey, I put a lot of thought into that.
Now that you sucked all the fun out of Black History Month, and I had some very special things planned. Chris Rock's stand-up, pre-84 Michael, a riveting debate on whether Kanye is the face of black community or mental instability, and I had ordered a lot of fried chicken. Some watermelon.
Please shut him up.
Why don't you let the listeners know what's coming up next, Augie?
Following the break, we will be diving into another one of February's well-known entities, Valentine's Day. Ray, Kelly, and myself did a recent appearance down at the Tampa Rec Center. for a Valentine's Day speed dating challenge where we participated as local celebrities and joined in the fun of meeting some new people. Did one of us finally find our soulmate?
Huh.
Stay tuned and come back and find out.
Spoiler alert! I got laid.
By someone who hates themselves. If not before, then certainly after.
Okay, we're back, and as I said before the break, Ray, Kelly, and I did participate in the Valentine's Day speed dating challenge over the weekend. As a little context, how it worked was, you sit down at a table and have 30 seconds to say whatever you like. Pickup line, ask a question, suggest a topic, what have you. And the person opposite you can choose to ring a bell to continue the conversation, or they can hit the buzzer, showing disapproval. The conversation went well. Eventually, you could exchange numbers with those who chose to continue the conversation. We were there a couple hours, but we have put together some highlights from the outing. We'll share the final results at the end and see if any of us were lucky in love. With that said, let's take a listen to some of the best pickup lines and attempts at connecting.
I just want to say that no one told me this was going to be recorded, so I'm objecting on principle to this whole segment.
Ah, let the fun begin.
Let the dating begin.
Wait! Can we get the docent or whatever they call that guy in the blazer over there over here? I clearly stated in my contract, Ryder, I would not appear here with anyone with less than a C cup. Here, you know what? I'll hit the buzzer for you, sweetheart. Next!
I think I'm a pretty nice guy. My mom always said I was really sensitive. Okay, I don't think it's fair that Ray gets to sit here next to me and hit the buzzer. I feel like this woman should at least have a say.
Nice guys finish last, doggy. In life and with the ladies. I could see the look in her eye, and you were not man enough to satisfy her.
This seems really unfair.
So that's all it was. It's funny, just my chakras were not aligned anymore. Wait, what are you looking at? Why are you just staring like that? My eyes are up here, asshole. Have you never seen a woman, or are you gonna say anything?
They say that to be able to free your body, you gotta free your mind. So come on, check this out. Lay your hands on me, baby. Oh, come on! That's peak Bon Jovi, for Christ's sake! The New Jersey years!
It's the Bent Carrot commercial. I think it's called Peyronie's disease. I don't know. My doctor said it's nothing to be too worried about. It's just a little bend to the left.
Listen, I don't want to waste anybody's time here, so let me just lay things out on the table. You open a door for me, it's over. You pull out my chair, I'll hit you. You dare order for me, and I will scream so loud.
Ice water really is cold, isn't it? It's kind of amazing. You know, the ice in there, in the cup, how it slowly changes form of matter. Sometimes I could just watch ice melt all day. Soothing, really.
You know, I don't know what it is, sweetheart, but you got it. Oh, you know what? It just came to me. A pair of tig old biddies.
I will chop it off. Do you hear me?
I know there's a lot of people out there that will tell you Dan Rather is past his prime, but I'm telling you.
Wait, you have horses? Really? How many? Would we get to ride them? Can I name them? I have so many stuffed horses at home. Oh my god, you don't even know. It's like, it's like super wow. That's so cool.
For those about to f**k, we salute you. Are there no 80s rock fans in the house today or what?
Are you even gonna try?
What's the point?
Excuse me, I think this guy's crying over here.
Nubile, sexy, luscious, bettable, ravishing, stunning, foxy, sensuous. Yeah, don't flatter yourself, honey. It's talking about myself here.
Oh my god. Larry, I presume?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you're that done gypsy woman.
Yes. I mean, my name's Kelly, but I see you thought it would be necessary to be fully strapped. Double guns, huh? That's charming.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, can you hit the buzzer or say a line or something so we can get this over with?
Yeah, that's right.
No, I mean, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna hit the buzzer for you, Larry, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you dare say a pickup line to me, Ray. I have to hear you enough. I am not gonna have that etched into my memory for the rest of my life.
Ah, Kelly, See, you've returned to your resting bitch face self. Good for you. Nothing repels the men like a little don't look at me ever scowl.
Go to hell.
You go to hell.
I said it first.
I'm a member of the...
Don't you finish that
member
sentence.
Of the...
Oh, Augie, I don't know, but you should probably at least try to stop crying for a little bit here. I thought I saw some tissues back on that table over there. And honestly, some of this stuff was, I mean, I hate to say it, but kind of foreseeable. I mean, the cowboy boots mixed with the polo and the fedora, it's just, it's not your best look, Augie. It's hard to wear that with a straight face and not at least have an inkling that you're gonna get some insults hurled your way.
It didn't have to be so mean.
I know, Augie. I know.
And I am too a man.
Sure you are. I know, Augie. Listen, though, I'll tell you what. When this is over, I'll take you for an ice cream cone. My treat. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Augie?
Yeah, that does sound good. But not that vegan place.
But, fine. But you gotta lose the fedora, Augie. It just, you look absurd.
Well. I can't say I'm surprised by this, Augie. Am I flattered? Sure. But surprised? Unfortunately not.
They just told me to sit down here. They didn't say this was the line for the guys.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Augie. I'll tell you the same thing I tell the larger ladies. You can see it for 50, but no touch.
Yeah, I don't think our listeners need to hear the rest of that conversation.
Nor do I.
Now, I don't know about you two, but old Ray had one hell of a weekend following that little sexpedition. Proud to say that old Ray planted his flag.
Can we cut his mic? Can we cut it before he finishes that sentence? Thank you. I'm gonna have to lower the Kelly flag to half-mast as a universal sign of mourning that any woman anywhere found you desirable.
Don't rain on my parade because you and Augie were a couple of L7 squared duds.
L7 squared duds? Are you five?
Five! What do you know? The number of times Ray hit the sheets this weekend. Well, technically, all those weren't on the sheets, but...
Okay, once again, let's try to wrap this up here. We said we'd let listeners know how it all turned out, so without further ado, here were the final tallies at the end of the day. Kelly had 9 follow-ups, though 2 later withdrew their decisions after she punched them for holding the door for her, leaving her with 7 total follow-ups. Ray somehow managed to break yet another Reckless Ray record and was cited for 6 separate sexual harassment charges.
All those women signed waivers, so let's get real here. Give the crowd the real numbers.
Somehow, in this unjust world, Ray wound up with 12, what I can only assume are extremely low self-esteem women, who requested a follow-up.
Chicks dig a bad boy.
And the gods were rolling that day as somehow Larry from Lancaster managed to get 2 women requesting follow-ups with him. Are you kidding me? I couldn't get 1 follow-up and f***ing Larry from Lancaster had 2 women requesting to follow-up. He didn't say more than 3 words. What is wrong with this world?
Hey, you know what, Augie? I think you need to check those numbers again. I'm pretty sure you were mentioned in the rundown there somewhere. I think I saw your name.
Really? Where? Well, look at that. There is one person that mentioned Augie St. Clair, cited for a sexual harassment charge. What the hell? Complainant's name, Ray. You pressed charges against me, really.
I saw the lust in your eyes, Augie, and it made me very, very uncomfortable. The Reckless Ray. The Reckless Power Hour.